This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CDOT says it spent more than $17 million to rebuild a collapsed section of U.S. 36 near Westminster that buckled last summer. It took 4 months to rebuild the roadway and nearly a year to finish repairs. A state investigation continues into the collapse. A draft of Denver Public Schools' in-person reopening plan says singing will be permitted or make that prohibited. Lockers are off limits and masks will be mandatory in the fall. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The 66-page document states that all desks would face in one direction, there'd be no more field trips, and students would eat lunch inside at their desks. Everyone would have a health screening before entering a building. Students and staff would be asked to wash hands every 2 hours. Schools should have an isolation area with at least one cot for every 400 students. Classrooms would be disinfected every night. If families aren't comfortable sending their children back to school, they have a remote option. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A new survey of bankers in Colorado and around the country says the economy remains weak in rural parts of 10 states. Their confidence grew since last month, but they still see a shrinking economy for the future. Economists say crop prices were low, there were fewer retail sales, and layoffs hurt the bankers' confidence since the COVID-19 pandemic began. This is CPR News.